Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting with our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter? Only on Fox 103.
Well, it's been a while since we talked to Marty at Gwynn Bait and Tackle, and I thought this would be a good day. Beautiful day out there, and the fishing I heard has improved significantly around the Gwynn area and the multitude of lakes, and of course the Escanaba River and different branches there around. So let's give Marty a call here at Gwynn Bait and Tackle. See what's happening.
Gwynn Bait and Tackle, Marty.
Hey, Marty, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show. You got a second?
I got a second. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to give you a call because I've been getting decent reports from river fishermen, and I thought, well, why not give Marty a call right there by the Escanaba River and see what's happening in your neck of the woods?
I haven't heard a heck of a lot.
Okay.
Although I do know that the Escanaba River, I'm certain it is producing. You know, it seems like later in the summer, we start getting into the walleyes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They're coming up from Boney Falls or something. You know, so but up till now, so far, it's been good for trout. You know, they've been doing some fly fishing and spinner fishing, worm fishing, and that. Otherwise, I really haven't heard a heck of a lot. But I guess it's going all right.
All right, you're selling other bait, I take it.
Oh yeah.
How's everything else going?
Pretty good. I've been selling a lot of tackle. I think it's because the tourists are finally here and. You know, buying a lot of stuff, waders and fishing poles, rigging up all the way from start to finish, you know, so that's good.
Yeah, that's really good to hear, actually.
Yeah, actually, I looked at my numbers from last year, and I'm down from last year, but it sure doesn't seem like it. So we're doing real well here,
And are you seeing more walleye fishermen right now, or is walleye kind of slow, bass
what
fishing?
What I'm seeing now is the bluegills, because the bluegills are just getting on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So bluegill and perch fishermen are the biggest ones probably right now that I know about going on. I mean the bluegill and bass right now. People, you know, the water's been cold.
Yeah.
And it really just started warming up here in the last week or so. So that's why fishing has really just now started picking up because, you know, the trout were doing well up until this time. But, you know, the bluegills and the bass weren't on the beds until just a few days ago. And that's because the water is finally starting to warm up for them, so fishing will start picking up now for walleyes, too.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
You hear about any muskies at all?
No, don't hear anything about them. Occasionally I hear, but I don't know if there's any. They only planted muskies here once, you know, in Bass Lake and Little Lake, probably 15 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, if there's anything left, it's whatever was planted before that's remaining.
Gotcha.
Yeah, somebody claimed last summer that they were catching them occasionally and releasing it, different people catching them and releasing them. I don't know. I never saw them, so I don't know if it's a walleye or if it's a muskie or if it's a big pike or I don't know. Quite a bit of difference between the two, so.
There is, absolutely. And, you know, I had a couple people that were asking about it, calling into the show, so I thought, well, you know, I might as well ask while I got you on the horn, but it isn't exactly a muskie hotbed around here.
Oh, no. Northern Wisconsin, places like that, maybe downstate. Northern Wisconsin, I know it is.
Sure, Chippewa Falls area, all that.
Chippewa Falls, yeah, I'm not sure where that is, but I do know Minocqua.
Sure.
Yeah, over that way.
Well, Marty, thanks for your time. Anything else you want to throw out there?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Just say a prayer for everybody because I'll tell you what, with the economy the way it is and everything else, I hope it goes well.
Yeah, I do too. I hope we have a good summer.
Yeah, I hope the fishermen get some decent weather. They're already talking rain for the next 4 days, a chance, but I realize that doesn't hold water. But just hopefully everything works out for the people and they can get out and do some fishing and camping and stuff, you know.
Catch some good fish.
That's it.
All right, Marty. Well, thank you.
All right, Adam. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Marty from Gwynn Bait and Tackle, this is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.